Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mind Training. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you conquer your day and level up your life. I'm Taylor Reed, and trust me, we all need a little extra stoic superpower these days. Life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? Especially at work. Deadlines, demanding bosses, office politics, it's enough to make even the calmest soul want to scream into their coffee mug. But guess what? I'm here to tell you there's a secret weapon that can help you navigate all that craziness with grace and resilience. Emotional intelligence. No, this isn't some cheesy self-help buzzword. Emotional intelligence EQ is the real deal, your ability to understand your own emotions, recognize those of others, and use that knowledge to build stronger relationships and make smarter decisions. Think of it like this. Imagine you're playing a game of chess, but instead of pieces, you're dealing with people. EQ is your strategy guide for understanding the moves they are making, anticipating their reactions, and ultimately winning the game, which in this case means achieving your goals and creating a more positive and productive work environment. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you boost your EQ at work. 1. Self-awareness is your foundation. Before you can truly understand others, you need to know yourself inside and out. This means being honest about your strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and how your emotions impact your actions and decisions. Ever felt that wave of frustration wash over you when a project goes off track? Recognizing that feeling is frustration, understanding what's triggering it, maybe unrealistic deadlines or unclear expectations, and choosing how to respond constructively is key. 2. Empathy. The art of connection. Stepping into someone else's shoes isn't just about feeling sorry for them, it's about actively listening, trying to see things from their perspective, and understanding their motivations and needs. Let's say a coworker seems stressed and withdrawn. Instead of jumping to conclusions, ask them how they're doing and really listen to their response. That simple act of empathy can go a long way in building trust and strengthening your relationship. 3. Mastering communication. EQ isn't just about understanding emotions, it's about expressing them clearly and respectfully. This means choosing your words carefully, being mindful of your tone, and actively listening to what others have to say. Ever notice how some people can effortlessly navigate difficult conversations while others get flustered? It often boils down to their EQ. 4. Managing conflict with grace. Disagreements are inevitable in any workplace. But EQ allows you to handle conflict constructively, finding solutions that benefit everyone involved. Think of it as a chess game, and instead of attacking, try to understand your opponent's position and find a way to move forward together. 5. Resilience. Bouncing back from setbacks. Let's face it, work can throw curveballs at us. EQ helps you develop that inner strength to bounce back from setbacks, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Imagine getting that dreaded email about a project being cancelled. With high EQ, you wouldn't wallow in disappointment, but analyze the situation, identify what went wrong, and use it as an opportunity for growth. Now, let me paint you a picture. You walk into your office on Monday morning. There's tension in the air because of a missed deadline from last week. Your boss is clearly stressed, and your colleagues are buzzing with frustration. This could be a recipe for disaster, right? But here's where EQ steps in. You take a deep breath, reminding yourself to stay calm. You approach your boss, not with defensiveness, but with empathy. "I understand this deadline was important," you say, "and I want to make sure we figure out how to avoid similar situations in the future." By acknowledging their feelings, actively listening, and offering solutions, you turn a potentially explosive situation into an opportunity for collaboration and growth. Boom. That's emotional intelligence in action. See, EQ isn't just about being nice, it's about having the awareness and skills to navigate complex situations with grace and effectiveness. It's the secret sauce that unlocks your potential at work and beyond. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing those EQ muscles today. Pay attention to your emotions, listen attentively to others, communicate clearly and respectfully, and approach conflict with empathy and understanding. Trust me, your workplace and your life will thank you for it. And remember, if you want more mind training tips and tricks to level up your resilience, subscribe to the podcast and share it with your friends. Let's build a world where emotional intelligence is everyone's superpower.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.